Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about what's going on here domestically. There's a lot.
Our own terrorists. Our rhino terrorists.
Yeah, just give us a quick sense. I got a lot of questions here about what's going to happen here. Is there even a path for Jim Jordan? Is Hakeem Jeffries going to win the speakership? Like, what's, I mean, there's so many questions here, guys, but summed up, Steve Toomey, will Jordan get the speakership in the end? What will be the ramifications if he doesn't?
I don't know. If you asked me this morning, I would have thought, yeah, we had all the wind at our back. There's been a massive, massive social media campaign, and grassroots campaign. This is the first video I did this morning. We have reports of aides, congressional aides saying they've never seen anything. They've never seen the phones ringing off the hook like this. And in the end, more people voted against Jim Jordan than voted against McCarthy, more rhinos. So I don't know. We'll have to see how tomorrow plays out. Tomorrow will be very, very interesting. In our first video, I'm going to talk about three categories of no vote. I came across this, what's his name? Why am I forgetting his name? I always forget. I get too tired at the end of the day. Greg? Oh, I'll think of you. I'll give him a shout out tomorrow in tomorrow's video. Greg Price is his name. Greg Price. He's got a great Twitter feed. But he broke down, I think, really well the three categories that these 20 Republicans all fit into of why they voted in for their own reasoning for why they voted for Jim Jordan. Again, this is not to say I'm for it, obviously, but it's to help us understand. One, he calls appropriators. And he points out there's an old saying in Congress that there are three parties, Democrats, Republicans, and appropriators. And by that, he means the guys who sit on the House Appropriations Committee. The guys who sit on the House Appropriations Committee control the money. They're basically they control the bureaucratic, you know, monetary complex in D.C. And keep in mind, that's not necessarily our tax. Our tax dollars are nothing compared to deficit spending, right? The deficit is spending the money that China and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all that buy up in our bonds. That's the money. That's where the real money is. That's where the multiple trillions of dollars are. And they're responsible, sitting on the House Appropriations Committee, they're responsible for distributing the money. So they are the most powerful people in Congress. They're the people who get the highest level of influence and affluence because, you know, obviously they can be bought and they can buy. I did not know this. Seven of the 20 no's, seven were members of the House Appropriations Committee. Obviously, Jim Jordan makes them very nervous that he's gonna cut their influence. He's gonna rain on their gravy, rain on their parade, interrupt their gravy train, whatever metaphor you want to bring. So seven of the 20, almost half, sit on this House Appropriations Committee. Good news is that Jim Jordan can assuage those concerns. He can make some deals. you know, the money, it's going to go no matter what right now. It's just we're in a broken system. So I could see him easily appeasing half. And remember, he doesn't have to appease everyone. He has to appease, I forgot what the final number is that he has to appease, 12 or so of the 20? I forgot. So I could see him appeasing, you know, four or so, five maybe of these seven. The second category, so you have the appropriators, the second category of the defense hawks. I know this is sad, but this is our current GOP right now. And these are the warmongers. These are the guys who sit on the Armed Services Committee, and they want endless money sent to Ukraine and now increasingly Israel. And Jim Jordan has said that he is going to definitely interrupt the gravy train of Ukraine. We're not going to be sending any more money over there. It's done. It's over. Ukraine is done. Everyone admits that. 3 months of a counteroffensive has done. As a matter of fact, one stat I heard is that Hamas sees more territory in 24 hours per capita than Ukrainian forces were able to seize in 3 months of their counteroffensive.
But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code Turley Talks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
So of the 20 no's, four are members of the Armed Services Committee. And so they're holding out until Jim Jordan, you know, because again, this is how we saw it with Hunter and Joe. This is how they make their money. They send out the money to Ukraine, and inevitably, somehow, it makes its way back into their seven-figure bank accounts. They go into Congress generally, especially in the House, generally relatively poor. You know, I doubt they're making six figures or anything like that. Going in, they all come out millionaires. Well, how the hell do you think they do that? Military-industrial complex, appropriations committees. This is how they do it. This is how they sell their power and their affluence. And then the third category are members in Biden 1 districts. So there are several Republicans who represent blue districts, actually, who voted for Biden, not by much, but by... and again, to me, that's almost silly because how much, you know, there's probably a lot of... not probably, there's definitely a lot of mail-in ballot fraud as part of that. So I'm sure that's a bit artificial, but their donors always remind them of that. Or you better be careful. So these are guys, these are the ones who think that they need, they can't vote for Jim Jordan because he's too conservative. And everyone's saying that's ridiculous because nobody in your district is going to vote you out because of you who you voted for speaker. That's absurd. And there are plenty of guys who voted, representatives who voted for Jordan today, who represent plus Biden districts. So this does, again, this stuff can be assuaged. In the end, if those are the three categories of no voters, they can each, I think, be, they can be massaged to the other side. But we'll have to see. It all comes down to just how broken the Republican Party. My first video is not going to be nice tomorrow. I'm just going to warn you. My first video is not, you know, I'm your patriot, professor to help you think better so you can feel better. I don't think I'm bringing that up. Maybe I don't know how much I'm going to help you to feel better after that. This is, I don't know of a single political party that so betrays its voters like the Republicans always do. They always manage to do it. Dan Bongino said it's because there are some Republicans who are really Democrats, but there are no Democrats who are really Republicans. Now, he's talking about congressional Democrats and Republicans. And I think he's basically right. I put it this, I put it the way Democrats own DC, Republicans rent. Democrats own DC, Republicans are merely renters. And so they know they have to assuage and appease their landlords because they have all the power. When all said and done, they've got all the power, they've got all the connections. They can make life very, very hard for you if you do not acquiesce to their demands. So there you go. That's what I think's going on. I don't know if Jim Jordan is at the end of today. I have a feeling he's going to have to, because otherwise, right now all the polls show Trump will win in a blowout. And Republicans will lose both the House and Senate. And that's astonishing given that over 20 Democrats are up for re-election. So just like what we had in 2022, there were only a few Democrats, but like 21 Republicans. We successfully defended 20 of the 21 seats. But the Democrats are in the same position and looks like they'll pick up a couple of seats because we're just so pathetic. Voters so despise Republicans. And why shouldn't they? They feel betrayed every single time, and rightly so. And that's going to be kind of my video tomorrow. So that's where we are. And you would think that would be impetus enough to force Republicans to successfully vote here for Jordan to look like to have a win. But remember, they don't need to be in the majority to have the power and affluence that they acquire in this business model of politics. They just need to be voted in. That's it. So I think serious primary challenges might be enough to light fire under their butts to get them to get enough, the 12 or so, to vote for Jordan.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide, building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.